USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement holding off those tariffs President Trump threatened to impose over illegal immigration. The president tweets that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to slow the flow of Central American migrants into the U.S. But the deal doesn't include some of the major overhauls the Trump administration wanted. Mexican Ambassador Martha Barcena.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
The agreement includes having Mexican troops along the southern border with Guatemala. In a pair of tweets, President Trump calls these strong measures that would stem the tide of immigration through Mexico. Mexico's president is calling for a gathering to celebrate. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A man accused of planning to attack Times Square in New York City has been arrested and is being held without bail. The FBI keyed in on suspect Ashraquel Allah based on suspicious social media activity and reached out to him last August. WCBS-TV's Maurice Dubois has more.
Alam is accused of buying guns with filed-off serial numbers and also seeking to buy a suicide vest and grenades to hit Times Square and possibly even Washington. Police also say he talked about killing police officers and government officials. The federal judge called Alam a danger to the community. Neighbors say Alam is from Bangladesh and mostly kept to himself.
Both Russia and the U.S. are blaming each other after their naval ships came close to a collision in the East China Sea. The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Wisconsin joins New York in flying the Pride flag this month. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Sounds of cheers as a gay pride rainbow flag gets raised over the Wisconsin state capitol for the very first time as part of LGBTQ month. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order stating that the Pride flag will be flown over the state capitol building for the rest of June. The order came the same week that New York's state government also raised the rainbow flag over its capitol for the first time. The Wisconsin order also allows any state building to follow suit. But GOP State Representative Scott Allen says it's divisive, tweeting, "Is this any more appropriate than erecting the Christian flag over the capitol?"
There's something new coming from the world's largest retailer, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Walmart announcing an in-home grocery delivery service that it says will bring groceries right to the shoppers' refrigerators. It will start testing it this fall in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Vero Beach, Florida. The retail giant says it will learn and scale the option across the U.S. from there. To use the new service, customers will have to have Walmart install a smart lock outside their home, and the Walmart employee will then use a wearable camera device and a one-time code to enter. Users can opt to have orders delivered straight to their kitchen or dropped off in their garage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.